corner. Fisher jacks up a three. Good! There it is again, number two for Allie Fisher in this quarter. Here's a drive into the lane, handoff to Drew Brodigan. On the arc, Gillessing, he's available. Got it from three-point territory. Backcourt, it goes to Cook up ahead to Gadosh. Pulls up and tries to light it up for three-point land and does. Brooke Gadosh, a 23-footer for Anna.
Join the excitement on scoresbroadcast.com.
Gliding through the lane, off balance, Sherman banked it right in front. Got it to go. Good play by Sherman. He went to work on Bryce Sosby. Deep right corner, Rayanne Fry. Dribble drive, running one-hander. Banked it in. Nicely done by Rayanne Fry. With a second left in the first half. Oh, look at Benjamin go to work. Driving down the left side of the lane. Good feet to maneuver by Benjamin with the left hand. Wow. A terrific play by Wyatt Benjamin.
Enjoy all those terrific plays on your phone or computer. Follow the Anna Rockets, Bodkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Rushi Raiders, Versailles Tigers, Minster Wildcats, Layman Catholic Cavaliers, and Sydney Yellow Jackets.
Rogers comes out to catch, hands off to Gordon. Gordon spots up, launches a three. Good! He hit it from 22 feet. Andre Gordon, line drive shot, nothing but Cord. 43-26, it's a track meet right now. Chieftains don't want that. They do not want to run with them. Rebound Gordon. Oh, a no-look pass ahead to Bowser. Driving low up, got it.
So many players excel on scoresbroadcast.com.
What a game. Raiders win it by 12. Who's the Clancy's award winner for both clubs?
Well, on the Rushi side, there's a lot of choices, but I'm going to go with Cole Tevy. I just thought he was terrific. He's undersized for the position he has to play. That every game that kid comes out and just does an amazing job.
Back to Heron. She lines up a three. It looks like it's good from here. It is. Maria Heron hits another one.
You're going to have trouble beating Rushi when she's getting 26 on you.
Here's Heron all the way down the lane, all the way to the rack. Shovels left hand. Good by Maria Heron. Unstoppable in this game.
I'd like to see her and Andre Gordon go at it.
Superb teams go at it every night.
Ball out to the bringer foul line. One dribble down the lane. She's open all the way to the rack for two. Courtney Bringer deals to Reckerman on the arc. She steps inside it. Jump shot at the buzzer. 18-footer. Got it. Reckerman finished the first half for Minster with a buzzer-beating two-pointer.
Buzzer beaters and perfect passes.
Oh, what a nice wraparound pass. Beautifully done by Cassie Meyer. She got double-teamed, knew somebody had to be open. Threw the ball below the basket along the bottom of the key to Olivia Clark. She was the beneficiary of a fine pass again from Cassie Meyer. Oh, here's a great pass down the floor. Keyshawn Johnson, a 50-foot heave to Kirtner, low on the left. He beat everybody down the court. Caught it as he was going up. Great assist, Keyshawn Johnson. Thrown back out on the play to Vanessa Winter. Open from 15. Bullseye. Vanessa Winter's on the money.
Money? Enjoy scoresbroadcast.com free of cost. There's no other high school play-by-play internet service like it. We're the radio on your phone.
If you guys enjoy what we do here, and if you enjoy the high school basketball in Shelby County as much as we like bringing it to you, let the sponsors know. Let them know that you appreciate what they're doing, you know, because they're not making the money off of us. They're giving us this opportunity to bring these games to you. So if you get a chance, make sure you let these sponsors know how much you appreciate their sponsoring us.
Andy Pierce, middle of the floor, bounce pass, baseline right to Siegel. Reverse way up, he sticks it in. Gasson made it happen. He navigated the paint, burning into the lane. Hand off to Gasson, elbow in the left, fadeaway, 12-footer. In! What a shot by Gasson! It's tied up! It's tied up.
Since 2007, 400,000 listeners have been tied up, too, on game nights, listening to scoresbroadcast.com.
Oh, looky here. Murphy is in the open area behind the arc, and he lofts in a long triple for Jackson Center. Got it at the buzzer. Wow, what a shot. Evan Burning lofted in a long three. The ball was delivered to him chest high. A good place to receive it, catch and shoot right away. And he pumped it in, beating the horn. And the Redskins are up 7-30-23 at the end of three on scores.com.
Good evening to all of you. I'm Jack with Chuck. We're speaking to you from Springfield High School. It's a girls Division III regional semifinal. The Versailles Tigers take on the Hamilton Baden Rams. Versailles 23-3 on the year. Hamilton Baden 19-7. It wasn't Baden which figured to get here to be the opposition for Versailles tonight. It was maybe Waynesville or West Liberty Salem. Cincinnati Purcell disposed of Waynesville in the sectional. And then Hamilton Baden defeated West Liberty Salem by 9 in an upset in the district. In fact, Hamilton Baden, Versailles' opponent tonight, has won 2 straight upset wins, defeating Madeira and West Liberty Salem. Hamilton Baden comes in with a mark of 19-7. Versailles Tigers, as we noted, 23-3, 8-1 in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Her head coach, Jackie Stonebreaker's team, she's in her 14th year. And it's a club, Chuck, which is really deep, very good defensively. It gets after you, maybe half court, three-quarter court. Hamilton Baden plays 7 or 8. Versailles has 4 or 5 more ladies on the bench than Baden. Should be an interesting game. I think Baden's got to get off to a good start. Hamilton Baden's never beaten Versailles, has lost to them 3 times in the last 9 years in the district or regional.
Well, yeah, and you take a look at it. Versailles, prohibitive favorite, I would think, in this game this evening. But, you know, that's why they play them, I guess. The 3 and the 4 seeds came out of the pick with sectional boys.
Right.
So, you know, they seed them, but then you got to play the games. But Versailles, very strong. You start with Cammie McElDowney. The young lady is as good a three-point shooter as I've seen. And I didn't say girls. I said as good a shooter as I've seen. I don't care what boys or girls, what level. And she just really makes them go. She is outstanding.
Quick release. She'll let it fly. You give her a little bit of space, and it's going in. That's all there is to it. And if you come out and guard her nose-to-nose, she'll go right around you, take it to the basket, as will her running mate at guard, Camille Watron. Those two young ladies combined average about 20 points. Of course, the majority of those per game are scored by McElDowney, but the two together, 20 per contest, and Hamilton Baden has got a load to guard out front in those two youngsters. And if you defend tightly on the perimeter, Versailles will burn you inside.
Well, they are inside, outside, but, you know, you talk about it, you talk about big kids and inside. All my years of coaching, the first thing I wanted was a point guard, and I wanted an off guard. I could make somebody else an inside player. You cannot develop. Well, you can develop point guards, but a lot of the time it just comes. It's just a natural thing with them.
And they like to dish it off to the likes of Ellen Peters, Elizabeth Ording, Danielle Winter on the interior. Peters at 6 a game, Ording and Winter at 9 a game. And off the bench comes Lindsay Winter, 6'1", and a freshman, length, height, experience, too, because Lindsay has logged a lot of minutes this year as a ninth grader.
Yeah, as a freshman, I know that I've only seen Versailles once this year, and the game that I did see them play, Lindsay Winter was outstanding, and they struggled. They got way behind against Minster and then came all the way back and almost won the game, but right. She was outstanding in that game.
And you'll hear the names, Claire Schmidtmeyer, a 5'8 senior off the bench, Mallory Marshall, a 5'10 junior off the bench, Cammie Ording, a 5'8 senior, Brenna Blakely plays, a 5'7 senior, Emily Langenkamp, a 5'7" senior. This Versailles team has just tons and tons of very good female basketball players. And the Lady Baden Rams have got their hands full here tonight. It's a club which averages right around 41 points a game. Baden may very well have to exceed that tonight, or get a great defensive effort, or count on Versailles to be a little off. If the Tigers bring their A-minus game, Hamilton Baden is probably in trouble. But don't tell that to the Baden Rams, because they've sprung 2 big upsets, knocking out Madeira and West Liberty Salem, and beat Madeira handily, doubled the score on Madeira. And the Amazons had lost just 5 games coming into that contest, and everybody north of I-70, Chuck, figured this regional semifinal was a Versailles West Liberty Salem showdown.
Right.
And Hamilton Baden knocked off West Liberty by 9 points.
Yep, they ruined the party. But yeah, I mean, you look at Baden. They've got confidence. They got momentum. And teams that get on a roll this time of year can spring some upsets. Her sales cannot take this thing lightly. I guarantee you Coach Stonebreaker is not allowing them to. But coaches know one thing. Kids know something else. They look at it and say, we should win this. But they're so talented and they're so deep, like you said. They should be just fine.
The leading scorer on the year for Hamilton Baden is a sophomore, a 6'1" young lady, Emma Broerman, right at 11 a game. Off the bench comes a 10-point score, Shelby Nussbaum. She is a freshman, a 6-footer. It's a young team. Head coach Tom Sunderman here for the Baden Rams said that this club is like the one he had about 6 years ago. That team was very young. In fact, its key role players were seniors. Its primary scorers were sophomores. But he likens this team to that one. And he says, we've been fearless the last couple weeks. We have not backed down from anybody. And he said, we can't back down today. And he did admit to me it's critical for his club to stay within 4 or 5 points of Versailles at the half of this game. Head coach Jackie Stonebreaker nodded and said, yeah, we'd like to get off to a very good start. And she knows that is key because Versailles could deliver a knockout punch early. Baden's got to avoid that. If the Rams do, then the burden of pressure may switch off to Versailles over the course of the evening.
Well, and it does. I mean, the favorite comes out a little looser usually to start a game, but if the team stays with them, then the team stays with them. It comes down at the end, and that's what Versailles, they need to have a good start. They need to take the excitement out of Baden and then just make it a methodical basketball game. They need to take the tempo and keep it their tempo. They want to up-tempo. They want to pressure. They want to turn them over. They want easy baskets off of turnovers. If they do that, they should not have any problems.
Baden has not played a predominant D3 schedule. It's mixed in some D2s over the course of the year. In fact, Hamilton Baden plays in the Greater Catholic League up and down I-75 between Cincinnati and Dayton. Roger Bacon, McNicholas, Purcell, Alter, Carroll. In fact, Dayton Carroll's very good. And on the road, Baden played Dayton Carroll to a 3-possession finish.
Right.
Did lose handily to Alter during the year. However, Hamilton Baden did thump Cincinnati's best D2 team during the regular season. Marymount knocked them off. As I noted, played Carroll very tough on the road. However, the last three times these two clubs have met here in the tourney, Versailles victorious by 10 points, 38-28 in 2010, by 14 points, 44-30 in 2008, and by 9 points, 54-45 in 2007. It was in that period when the Versailles Tigers went all the way to the state Final Four, undefeated the entire year, won the state title.
Right.
That was the head coach Jackie Stonebreaker's, fifth year as the mentor of the program. And, of course, the Versailles not unbeaten at this point in time, but it's a club that's going to have to be reckoned with should Versailles get to the state Final Four. It's going to be right up there with the heavyweights, and we'll have as good a chance to win the whole thing as anybody else. But first things first, you've got to take care of the business here in the regional. And lurking, perhaps, in the regional final is the number one team in the state, Cincinnati Summit Country Day, which plays later on tonight against Baltimore Liberty Union.
Well, I'm going to stick around and watch a little bit of that, especially if Versailles wins. If they lose, I'll probably go home. But if they win, I kind of want to get an idea of what it's going to be like Saturday. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that one. But nobody in Versailles is talking about Saturday's game yet.
No. And both teams have been shooting around. Versailles to our right, Hamilton Baden to our left. They have now emptied the floor and gone to their benches for pregame ceremonies. Jack and Chuck here at Springfield, Girls Division III Regional Semifinal. Versailles Tigers, Hamilton Baden Rams. We're on the web online on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks to these anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney and Troy Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Thank you to these Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company, and Superior Aluminum. On the web online with us on scoresbroadcast.com since last March, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum from Rushi. And Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. And Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Starting lineups in the tip are next on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
And so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. The Bluffton University MBA program, finish in 2 years, go one night a week. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. And the In-Between, just south of Bodkin's, where the food is not in-between, it's out of this world. Thank you, the In-Between, our pregame underwriting sponsor. But Chuck, you're so right. This game could be all about pace. Can the Hamilton-Baden Rams keep up with the Versailles Tigers? We're going to find out here shortly.
Yeah, they're getting ready to start. I mean, it's a good crowd across the way for Versailles. Not quite as good from Hamilton, but it's going to be loud, and it's going to be nothing like regional basketball. This is almost getting to the state is good, but boy, just playing in the regional, that's where it gets exciting. And then when you get to Columbus, it's kind of, you know, okay, we're here, but getting there is all the fun.
The regional means you're in the Sweet 16. You win game one at the regional. You are in the Elite Eight.
Yep.
Hamilton Baden Rams will start with Grace Larkin at a wing, a 5'9 sophomore. Lauren Krause, the 5'9 senior at a forward spot, 7 points a game. Olivia Keene, K-E-N-N-E, at guard, a 5'7 senior. Macy Harper, 5'4 sophomore at guard. Emma Broerman, 6'1 sophomore in the post. Broerman, 11 a game, Krause at 7. For the Versailles Tigers, Cammie McEldowney at guard with Camille Watron. Cammie, a 5'7 junior, and Camille, a 5'5 senior. They're averaging 13 and 6 points a game, respectively. And Versailles wins the opening tap. And here's McEldowney with the ball. And she spurts to the rim. It makes a super driving layup to get things underway for the Tigers. Well, we've got a glimpse of Versailles' speed and quickness right out of the chute. Other three starters for Versailles: Ellen Peters, 5'8", junior; Elizabeth Ording, 5'11", sophomore; Danielle Winter, a 6'2", junior. Peters at 5 a game, Ording just under 8, Winter at nearly 9. Hamilton Baden threw the ball into the left corner, knocked out of bounds by the Tigers. Baden in the road green. White Baden across the front. Black numbers outlined in white. Here's a spinning drive through the lane by Harper for Baden. She took the inbounds pass, missed it, no good. Rebound down to Versailles. Midcourt Watron hands off to McElhoney between the circles. Check 25 feet away by Keene. Dribbling foul line Peters. Now to McElhoney. And she pounds her way into the paint. Good defense by Keene, who stepped in front. Got a hand on the ball. It's ruled a jump. Fine decision by the referee. Arrow favors the Baden Rams.
Well, she got into the lane and she found Emma Broerman in there. And Emma Broerman is a big girl. She had no way getting around her.
Head coach Tom Sunderman of the Baden Rams figured that Versailles would throw a little token pressure at his club. And that the Tigers did, but Hamilton Baden gets it down the floor. It is Larkin 25 feet away, straight on top to Keene. Baden will be methodical on offense. Here's a drive, foul line, Nussbaum in the lane. Oh, a nice dish down low to a teammate. Layup is good by Broerman. She's the big post player, 6'1", a sophomore. She had a room service bounce pass, and with the left hand, dropped it through.
Well, she's got a lot of size, so if you allow her to catch the ball down there, you're in trouble.
We're tied at 2. Here's Ellen Peters outside the arc, drives into the paint for Versailles. Soft jumper, 8-footer, a lot of rim. It goes in. Peters got the bounce off the iron. 4-2 in favor of Versailles. Here comes Baden to midcourt. 30 feet away. Versailles has taken 2 shots. Tigers have canned them both. Outside the arc, it's Harper. Gives it up to Larkin. Larkin foul line. Fires a pass down inside to Broerman. That was telegraphed. Versailles spiked it free. Here's a long throw down the floor. Danielle Winter.
Wow.
Caught it on the dead run and scored.
That was a great pass, but a better catch and shot. That was impressive.
Who flipped that ball ahead? Was it Peters?
Yeah, Peters.
Ellen Peters with a tremendous assist for the Tigers, who bowled on top 6-2. Dribble drive into the lane goes Larkin for Baden. She coughed up the basketball. It's loose on the floor. Snarfed up by Watron. Long heave down the floor to Winter. Winter lost it in the lane, got it back. Threw it down to Peters, high left. She motions. 6-2 for Sales. 2.5 minutes in. Left side pass, Watron. Into the post it goes. Here's a left-handed maneuver up and in. Elizabeth Ording strong with that left arm of hers. She put the right shoulder into the chest of the defender, created space, and dropped in an easy deuce. Good entry from the corner by the Tigers, who have run out to an 8-2 lead, and Baden turns it over in the half court.
They've got one shot off and 3 turnovers in 4 possessions.
We talked in the pregame about the significance of the start to this game for the Baden Rams. And out of the chute, head coach Tom Sunderman's team not off to a good beginning at all. Peters, midcourt for Versailles. Tigers in the home white, orange numbers outlined in black. Baden the road green, as I noted. Peters elbow in the left, outside to McElhoney. She hoists up a long 3. It lipped the rim. It was right on the money and spun out. Here come the Rams in backcourt, down 8-2. Long throw in the left corner for Keene, and Keene dropped it out of bounds. Turnover 4 for Baden in less than 4 minutes.
Well, she went to make the pass before she caught the ball. That was the problem. I'm used to having Matt Zerker here. I got to remember to keep stats.
Matt Zerker, Sydney Daily News, did such a tremendous job for us at the Piqua Boys Division 4 sectional and at the Sydney Girls Division 4 sectional. Here's Watron streaking down the floor for Versailles. Nobody checks her. She's got an open lane to the basket. Cruise to the rim. Laid it up short, but was hacked. And she's got 2 free throws coming. Foul against 6'1 sophomore McCurley in off the bench. Claire McCurley checked in at the last stoppage for Broerman for the Baden Rams. The free throw up and good by Camille Watron of Versailles. Tigers off and running early. 4.5 to go, first quarter. 9-2 Tigers on scoresbroadcast.com.
high-quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
Head coach Tom Sunderman of Hamilton-Baden in his ninth year head of the girls program, 6 years as an assistant prior to the last nine, and was a head coach for 4 years at Cincinnati Roger Bacon. What did he tell his young ladies, Chuck, during the timeout?
Well, he told them they got to calm down. They got to quit making it's not the press that's turning them over. They're turning it over in the half court on just silly things. So they just need to calm down and play.
Unforced errors,
no doubt,
have hurt Baden here at the outset. Second free throw, by the way, by Watron of Versailles was no good. And there was a rebounding foul over the shoulder against the Versailles Tigers. Here's Baden down the floor. Nice dish, low on the right. It was passed from Harper to Keene. Missed it hard. No good off the backboard. Rebound stuck out of bounds by Versailles. 4:12 to go in the first quarter. 9-2 Tigers. Baden inbounding. Left to the rim. It is thrown in by Larkin. Hits a teammate at the elbow on the left. It's Nussbaum. And Nussbaum jumps, shoots, and hits. 16-footer. She's the best three-point shooter. Or I should say one of the two best, comes in off the bench for the Rams, as she's done here at the beginning of this game, and nailed a field goal for Baden to cut it to 9-4 with 3:59 left in the first. Over guarding foul right in front of us against Baden. And Versailles throws in baseline right. Watron heaves to Brenna Blakely, 5'7 senior. Ball thrown to Danielle Winter, low in the block. Shot grazed the side of the board. Versailles got it back. Look at McEldown, he go to work. Oh, my goodness. She split a couple defenders, drove, and shoveled it with the left and got it to fall.
She is so much fun to watch. We've been watching her do this since he was a freshman.
McEldowney, the magician at guard for the Versailles Tigers. 11-4 Versailles. 3.5 to go first quarter. Baden's got the ball out of the arc. Handoff on the play to Emily Mayer, who's coming off the bench. She spun around, knocked to the floor. Foul Blakely of Versailles, and the Baden player shaken. Might have turned the ankle.
That's what it looks like.
3.5 to go in the first. Timeout called. 11-4 Versailles on scoresbroadcast.com.
U.S. Bank business specialists provide custom solutions for every stage of your business. We're here to help your business grow from just getting off the ground to maturity. With more than 3,000 branches, we're here to guide you every step of the way. To get started, visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Goffney Furniture in Sydney at 2600 West Michigan Avenue offers high-quality furniture priced just right to meet your budget's needs. Take advantage of five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney Furniture. Go to the website for more savings, Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. That's Goffney. Use the Design Center and Room Planning Service as well. Goffney Furniture for your dining and living room furniture, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. On the web at goffenafurniture.com. Go to the website. Take advantage of coupons for more savings. But the injured player for the Baden Rams was carried off the floor. That was Emily Mayer, I believe, Chuck, right?
Right, correct.
Number 11.
They're retaping her ankle.
The 5'7 sophomore. Baden's got possession after the delay. Here's a drive into the lane. Shot to Macy Harper off the backboard. No good. Rebound down to the Tigers. Here's McEldowney scooting up the floor, hands to a teammate. Wide open look from 16 feet for Blakely, but she shuffled ever so slightly.
Well, she saw the shot too late and decided to step into it, but she took an extra step.
2:42 left in the first, 11-4 in favor of Versailles. Ball inbounded to Harper for the Baden Rams. Harper, a 5'4 sophomore, gives it up to Olivia Keene, a 5'7 senior. Here's a long three outside the arc, right flank. Yes, Shelby Nussbaum. 10 points a game, a 6-foot frosh, and she's halfway there to that 10 with 5 already.
Well, you like to see a freshman at 6 feet be able to shoot the three like that.
11-7, Versailles comes right back down inside of the post, and it's Lindsay Winter in off the bench. We highlighted her in the pregame. A good entry by McEldowney from the right side of the floor to Lindsay Winter, and that was a good back-to-the-basket post-up move. She drained a 10-footer, Chuck.
She's impressive. I like her a lot. And you talked about the depth. There's 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Versailles has 6 young ladies that have scored so far.
Hamilton Baden at midcourt had the ball knocked out of bounds by the Tigers. Baden gets it back. It's Nussbaum 25 feet away. High screen set by Broerman. 13-7, Tigers lead. 1:50 left in the first. Here is Nussbaum driving down the right side of the lane. Shoveled it on the run. Too hard, no good. Rebound Broerman. It bounces off. No. Tigers get the board finally, and Nussbaum wraps arms around McEldowney. Foul Baden. And Versailles will throw it in. Baden now throwing some full court pressure at Versailles. Boy, that could be risky, Chuck.
Well, yeah, I think they're backing it off now.
And they do.
I think the girls were more excited than the coach to see the full court press.
Yes. 1:50 left in the opening period. 13-7 Versailles leads. Ball walked to midcourt by Watrin. She's got Peters on the left side of the court. Watrin dribbles right in front of the Keene player for Baden. Keene got a hand on it, nearly stole it, and then the Tigers, in their anxiety, drive to the rim and throw it out of bounds.
Well, they got away with a double dribble that time because she did not get the ball knocked away from her. It just got away. She picked it back up and dribbled it.
Right on. That's exactly what I saw too, Chuck. But karma there. Versailles
turned it over anyway.
Yes. Here's Baden, top of the circle. Down to 6. Baseline drive, awkward maneuver by Olivia Keene. She staggered and she walked with the ball. Danielle Winter back on the floor for Versailles. Lindsay Winter wasn't out there long. She got a very quick 2-pointer, a big one, to vault the Tigers to a 6-point cushion. 1:07 to go in the first period, 13-7 in favor of Versailles. Here's Peters on the arc. Handoff behind her to Watrin, 25 feet away. Back to Peters, elbow in the left. She doesn't shoot. Screen set, 20 feet away by Elizabeth Ording. Foul called against Baden, which tried to fight through it. 57.7 to go in the first. 13-7 in favor of Versailles.
Baden on the three, Stang. That's her first team out of the four.
In off the bench is Allie Stang. She is the best three-point shooter for Baden. 5'7 senior. Stang in at the moment. Here's a drive. Watrin through the lane, and she's tripped about 2 steps below the foul line. Upended on the play by Emma Broerman, the 6'1 sophomore pivot player for Baden. And it is ruled to be in the act of shooting. Tigers may have gotten a break there.
Well, I thought, first of all, she forced the action for the foul, but I don't think she was shooting it.
And Watrin gets 2, connects on the first one. Yeah, I think all too often, Chuck, in some of these moderately out-of-control plays in congested areas, offense is given the advantage when maybe it should not be.
I agree. Yeah.
1 free throw made, 1 missed. 2nd was in and out. Baden's got the ball, 4-court to her left. Keene nearly walks. Bounce pass to Nussbaum, kicked on the play by McEldowney. 43.7 remaining in the first quarter. Versailles 14, Baden 7. These teams played 3 times in district and regional play in 2007, 2008, 2010, and Baden did not come close to beating Versailles in any one of those 3 meetings. Baden just threw the ball out of bounds in the left corner. Versailles gets a crack at the basket again. Up 7, McEldowney to midcourt. Well, she got the game off to a booming start. She got the inbounds pass and ripped her way to the rim and dropped in a driving layup. Here's a half-hook shot in the lane, and the lefty goes down for Danielle Winter. She spun, faked left, went right, soft hook with the left hand, hit the rim twice, and bounced in. Baden comes right back, long lob down inside to Broerman. Winter got a piece of it. Broerman got it back and stuck it through. 12 seconds left in the quarter, 16-9. Three-pointer straight away, McElhoney. In and out, no good. Rebound, Broerman to Baden. 3 seconds remaining. Ball lobbed up the Nussbaum. Can't get the three-pointer away as the first quarter closes. Versailles Tigers got off to a good start. Maintained a nice cushion and lead by 7, 16-9. Tigers over Baden after one on scorersbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGIncOH.com.
Interesting news. Quite a story, Chuck, just been shared with me by Ken Barhorst, sports editor of Sydney Daily News. Cincinnati College Prep, Fort Laramie's opponent in boys' district action on Friday evening at the UD Arena, has had to forfeit the game, or I should say, will not be able to compete because it used an ineligible player in its last contest. That game now becomes a forfeit. Its previous win over Lachlan. Lachlan has declared the winner. So Fort Laramie's opponent Friday in the first game at UD at 5:30 is no longer Cincinnati College Prep. It's Lachlan. Wow. Lachlan was a 3 seed in that sectional. Cincinnati College Prep a 2 seed.
Well, and the problem is that if Laramie is, you've gone Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday preparing for one team.
Yep, now you're scrambling to get ready for a different club. Versailles Tigers fouled in the half court, as I was sharing with you that news from Ken Barhorst, sports editor, Sydney Daily News. And Versailles misfires on 2 straight free throws. By whom?
Daniel Winter.
Daniel Winter couldn't collect either one. Here's Baden into the forecourt. Pressure, half-court defense by Versailles out high. And Nussbaum is guilty of walking again. The Rams turning it over left and right. 16-9 Versailles, half minute into the second quarter. Again repeating, Cincinnati College Prep, which was to be the Fort Laramie boys' opponent Friday night at 5:30 at the UD Arena, is out of the tournament. Used an ineligible player in its previous tourney game. That was against Lachlan, a victory by Cincinnati College Prep. It now results in a forfeit. Lachlan's the winner. And Lachlan, which has been a nemesis over the years to Shelby County schools, including Layman Catholic and clubs in the SCL, becomes Fort Laramie's opponent Friday at 5:30. Here's a drive to the basket by Hamilton Baden, and it's a beauty. Wow, nicely done by Krause. Boy, she spurted right around 2 Versailles Tiger defenders. McElhoney comes back for Versailles. She scoots into the lane. A lot of traffic in there. Threw it up from her heels. Missed it. No good. Rebound Versailles. Foul Baden over the back. The line, 16-11 Tigers. The lefty, Elizabeth Kanzik. She's got a bucket and a free throw so far here in this game. 6:49 to go in the second quarter. Versailles ahead by 6. Versailles led 16-9 after 1. Baden got the first deuce of the second quarter. Second free throw, Elizabeth. No good, hard. Versailles has now blown 3 of its last 4 foul attempts. Rebound was knocked off to Nussbaum for Baden, which is down by six. Nearly a minute and a half gone in quarter number two. Nussbaum on the left-hand dribble. Hands off 30 feet away to Harper. Harper dribbles foul line, goes to Nussbaum left baseline. She's checked on the arc to Harper. Elbow on the right. It's fed to a teammate, Keene. 30 feet away to Harper. Baden wants to be a little deliberate. Try to shorten this game if possible. Ball fed foul line to Broerman. And Broerman, the 6'1" post player, puts it on the floor pretty nicely. Drives down the left side of the lane. Meets resistance short of the basket. She's bumped as she misses the shot. And she is awarded two free throws. Good shooter. Swishes the foul shot. The 6'1 interior player for Baden makes it a 17-12 game. Second free throw in as well. So Versailles missing free throws here in the second quarter. Baden just tosses two in a row in, and it's a four-point game.
Well, that was their first two, and Versailles 3-for-8.
Versailles has missed 5 from the stripe so far, or the Tigers would have nearly a double-digit lead. 5:50 left to go in the second. Versailles ahead before, 17-13. Here's Winter in the post. Goes to work on Broerman. Can't spin and shoot. Ball thrown on the arc. Then back down low on the left to Ording. Ording spins, tries to square up. Shot crammed. Good defense by Baden. It's ruled a jump. Fine call by the referee. It turns it over to the Rams. Elizabeth Ording was boxed in. Did shoot it. It was stuffed. Ruled a jump. That was after Danielle Winter was well defended and did not shoot on the block. Here's a punch away by Watron at midcourt on the steal. She roams down the right side of the lane. Good defense by Baden. It's ruled a travel. Might have been a defensive foul first. Five minutes and 27 seconds to go. Second quarter of action. Versailles putting on the heat, 90 feet now. Dribbling up over the timeline, Macy Harper, and it's poked away by Watron. Watron hustles down the floor, low on the right, banks it, missed it, no good, in traffic. Watron got it back. What a play. Camille Watron for the Versailles Tigers. A steal, a missed layup while being guarded tightly. Got the rebound back and dropped it through. And here is a palming violation on Baden. Under pressure, dribbling in midcourt, was Macy Harper. She turned it over.
You like to see Watson get in the lane like that at 5'5". That's pretty impressive.
Oh, yeah. She's a little gym rat. Tough to find in there. And most often, she'll get at least two free throws out of it. Timeout Baden. Versailles up 6. 5 minutes to go in the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
When your car is down, get a lift. From Sydney Car Care.
My husband and I have tried a lot of car repair shops. Without any question, we are most satisfied with Sydney Car Care.
Sydney Car Care repairs all makes and models of cars and trucks, foreign and domestic.
Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, their quality workmanship is second to none.
I just want people to come in here and get to know Corey and I. We truly enjoy repairing cars. We'll treat your car like we would our own.
Todd and Corey at Sydney Car Care total more than 40 years of outstanding automotive work for you, the customer.
You just can't beat Sydney Car Care.
Bob Barno has been bending pipe and putting exhaust systems on for the last 30 years in this building. It could be a $30 quick fix up to a custom exhaust system on your 65 Vet or whatever. He's just the best exhaust guy around, period.
Formerly McLean Service Center, Sydney Car Care is at 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney between the hospital and drive-in.
They give your cars the best care at Sydney Car Care. It just makes sense. Dollars and cents.
Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. Prompt and priced right.
The bugaboo so far for Versailles has been free throw shooting. Tigers shoot at just over 60% from the stripe all year. It's below 40 through a quarter and a half here tonight, although the Tigers have been successful at turning over the Rams frequently. Versailles ahead by 6, 4:40 left to go in the second quarter. Tigers had the ball 25 feet away. It's Brenna Blakely. Blakely flips it out back on the play to McElDowney. The ball is loose. Baden tracks it down It's gotten by Keene, and then a high dribble. That's a palming violation on Baden. Second one of the Rams in less than a minute. Tigers need a couple good offensive sets here to push this lead on out to 10. Six-point game. But Baden withstood that early charge from the Tigers in the first 2 minutes, Chuck.
And Keene's doing a nice job of keeping McIldany from getting a shot on the perimeter, too.
Here is McIldany with the ball. Olivia Keene, like glue, chest-to-chest against her. Watford's got it right side of the floor. Pretty good D applied out there by Lauren Krauss. Here's an 18-foot jump shot by Versailles. Blakely, no. Rebound on the inside. Laid up and in.
Lindsay Winter.
Lindsay Winter's got two goals. She's the fine ninth grader for the Tigers in off the bench. Her second stint coming off the sideline. Good rebound shot. Makes it an eight-point game, 21-13. 3:40 left to go here in the second. 25 feet away, Harper goes to Nussbaum in the left corner. Guarded by Blakely. Nussbaum around her, all the way to the rack. Yes! Nussbaum for two, and a foul on Versailles. A plus one here for the Baden Rams. This young lady didn't start. She may be the best offensive threat for Baden. She's got 7 points already.
Yeah, I'm impressed with her. It's kind of a strange release on an outside shot, but if it goes in, why worry about it?
Shelby Nussbaum, averaging 10 a game, off the bench for Baden, a six-foot freshman. Three-point chance, foul shot dead center. 21-16, Versailles' lead is five. Baden hanging tough. Midcourt, McIldany for Versailles. Lauren Krauss guarding her now as the Rams switch off. Near side pass to Watson, back to McIldany. It gets away from her. It's out of bounds in the corner. Baden's got possession back. Baden Rams playing defense out on the edge with a lot of tenacity, very feisty.
And inside, I mean, the two big girls in there make it really tough to shoot over top of them.
Yes. A lot of width and strength on the interior for Baden. Rams throw it away on the inside. And Versailles comes romping down the floor. McIldany, good feed low on the right to teammate Elizabeth Horty, but it's swatted out of bounds by Baden. Baden will come at you with Broerman at 6'1", Nussbaum off the bench at 6 feet. McCurley stands 6'1". She subs in every now and then. Baseline right with the ball is Danielle Winter. Feeds a teammate, cutting down the lane. Ball knocked away. Pride free, but Baden ruled a jump. Versailles' ball, baseline right, 21-16. Tigers, 2:56 to go, second quarter.
It's a good lineup for Baden with the two sophomores in there.
Inbounding, Brenna Blakely below the rim for the Tigers. And head coach Jackie Stonebreaker sees something she doesn't like. She wants a better inbounds play arranged. Timeout called. Tigers up five on scoresbroadcast.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
Welcome back to Springfield. I'm Jack with Chuck here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Up the play called by Versailles after the timeout is one which attempts to free up McIldany on the arc. She catches. The long three is not there, so she darts to the basket, carves out space in the lane, and is smacked on the arm and is awarded two free throws, the first of which is right on target.
That is not somebody you want to foul.
Second free throw, Cammie McIldany shoots 80% from the stripe on the year. In and out, no good. Scramble for the loose ball, left corner. Who's got it? It is Lindsay Winter fighting for it. It's a tie-up, and the Tigers benefit. Arrow Versailles. Versailles up six. Tigers only 4 of 10 from the free throw line so far in this game. Ball inbounded to McIldany on the arc. Around one player, around another. Baseline, she's got it. Throws out on top to Peters. Ball whipped to McIldany in the left corner. Spin move. Little space on the baseline. Goes beneath the rim. Underhand ones. Underhands a shot up. No good. Rebound follow. Missed on the play by Versailles. Knocked out of bounds by Baden. Elizabeth Ording on the second attempt. Good defense for the Rams. Prevented that from going down. Versailles throws it in to McElhoney on the arc. Now at the elbow. Goes into the paint. Falls down. Good no call by the referee. Loose ball. Tigers get it. 2:21 to go, second quarter. McElhoney restarts the attack. Bounce pass near side to Peters. Gets a screen 20 feet away. Pick and roll with Lindsey Winter on the play, but nothing there for Sales Tigers. Flip it back out on the arc. Peters handles. On the dribble, 16 feet away. It's Blakely. Uh-oh, moving screen called. On the white shirts. Baden gets it back.
It was right in front of me, and he saw something I didn't see.
Tell you what, Chuck, since the first 2 minutes, Baden's played pretty daggone good defense.
They have played good defense. Mm-hmm. They just need to quit turning the ball over so much.
Baden midcourt, it's Harper. Harper 25 feet away to Nussbaum. Nussbaum checked by Peters. Nussbaum out of control, drives into the lane. Left-hander, no good. Easy rebound, good by Brorman. Tell you what, right now, Brorman and McCurley, the 2 6-footers, are on the floor at the same time for Baden, which is within four.
It's helping their defense a lot. There's nothing inside for Versailles right now.
Nope, those two young ladies stack up the paint. They throw a roadblock in there, and the Tigers' guards cannot penetrate. Here's Peters on the arc, 25 feet away. A minute 14 to go, first half. Versailles' lead is only four. At the elbow on the left, it is thrown to Lindsey Winter. Now to Peters. Peters stumbles at the foul line. Loose ball picked up on the play by Ording. Down to McElhoney, left corner. Baden's defense is stifling. Peters pulls up, 14-footer. Foul line extended left, off the flange. Rebound Baden, push off for Sales. Boy, after the first 4 or 5 minutes, Chuck, Baden's outplayed the Tigers.
They're getting to all the loose balls. They've got 13 turnovers. That is the only reason that they're down 4 points right now. They should have the lead.
17 fouls on Versailles. 1-1 here for the Baden Rams. Lauren Krause at the stripe, a 5'9 senior. 4-point lead, Tigers. Still four. That shot's way long. Rebound, Watrin. Watrin skips down the near side of the floor, shoved on the play by Baden. And the Tigers shoot the 1-1. Could wind up being a significant swing. Baden had 2 free throws, or at least could have had 2. Missed the front end of the 1-1. Watrin now shoots the front end for Versailles and makes it, but it's ruled no good because Versailles was in the paint area too soon. So wipe that successful free throw right out of the scorebook.
They just took away a possibility. They took 1 point for sure, a possible 2.
Right? Yep. Now Baden got a reprieve. Rams down 4. 40 seconds to go, first half. Here's a good entry by Krause. Hits a teammate low on the right. Layup is good by McCurley. McCurley in off the bench. Got it to go. A little 5-footer. It's a 2-point game. Here is Daniel Winter in the post for Versailles. Half hook shot. It goes in, and a foul called. Great play by Danielle Winter. She took a bump, was stumbling away from the basket, and kind of sidewind that ball up there with the left hand, and got it to roll in. She's at the free throw line, and her foul shot is good. A 3-point play by Winter for the Tigers. Huge triple. The old-fashioned way for Danielle Winter. And Versailles' 2-point lead is up to 5 with 17 seconds to go in the first half. Baden's got the ball deep in the right corner. It's Keene. Keene to Harper. Ball is dumped off to Brorman in the left corner. Knocked out of bounds by Versailles with 9 to play here in the first half. Baden Rams playing Claire McCurley a lot now, a 6'1 sophomore, along with the starter, 6'1 soft Emily Brorman. But here's another feed, out of bounds play, inside to Brorman for the gimme from point blank range. 2 seconds left in the half. Watrin, 45 footer. Good! Good! Camille Watrin
Camille Watron, a step across the timeline, banked in a 45-footer, technically about 43. Wow. Watron should get 4 or 5 points for that make. Big swing at the end of the first half. Rorman got the two-pointer down inside for Baden, but Watron answers from 43 feet for the Versailles Tigers. It was a smooth bank, hit the window above the flange, and caromed in without touching the rim. She called it all the way. And the Tigers will take it up six after Baden had closed within two at 22-20. Halftime count for Sales 28, Hamilton Baden 22 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Mark. It's in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
Jack with Chuck here on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Here at Springfield High School, Girls Division III Regional Semifinal, Versailles 28, Hamilton Baden 22. As you were noting, Chuck, Hamilton Baden outplayed Versailles in that second quarter, but when it was all said and done, Rams scored just one more point than Versailles.
Well, that three-pointer at the buzzer, I mean, and you can say, hey, lucky because it banked. No, when you shoot the ball straight on, if you've got good, rotation on the ball, that gives you a much better chance of making the shot. And the bank is always open down the day of the ATM anyway.
A Baden fan, Scott Camille, might have taken an extra bunny hop as she was striding into that shot. It wasn't called. Versailles will take it. That could wind up being a big, big three-point basket.
Well, like you said, I mean, it was they had it down to three.
Down to two, 22-20.
But they had it down to three there. Yeah. It would have been three at the end of the half.
Right.
And that bank made it so they only picked up 1 point there in the second quarter. So that's kind of a, I mean, I guarantee you that Versailles is getting a little tongue lashing here at halftime about the effort as far as turning the ball over. And they can't, the guards cannot get into the lane and do anything. Uh-huh. They need to realize that and try to work the perimeter and get the ball down to Danielle and Lindsay Winter, because those two had a pretty good first half.
Head coach Jackie Stonebreaker of Versailles and head coach Tom Sunderman of Hamilton Baden matching strategy through the first two quarters. And I thought Baden did a pretty good job adjusting after the first 3 or 4 minutes of the game. Very tight defense on the perimeter. Congestion in the paint by Baden with the two post players who logged a lot of minutes together. And we're talking about McCurley and Broerman as they build up a barrier
in the paint area. Versailles guards just could not get in there and probe the lane.
Well, and that is one of Cammy McEldowney's. I mean, that's what she is just so adept at doing, mm-hmm. besides shooting the three. But she can't get the three off because they're doing a nice job of guarding her on the perimeter.
Yep.
And when she gets, and they can guard her tight because when she gets into the lane, you know, I guess you're not allowed to call them Twin Towers anymore because it's 9/11. But they get in the lane, they got two girls in there, that, and they don't move, they don't budge.
Nope.
They stand there straight up, which makes them about 7 feet, and you better be able to shoot over top of them.
Halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Baden Rams have lost seven. Two of those were one-pointers to Edgewood and Oxford Talawanda. Each one a one-pointer. And when you consider that Baden plays in the very, very competitive Greater Catholic League up and down I-75 between Dayton and Cincinnati, 19-7, Chuck, isn't too shabby at all.
Well, if you've lost two games to Alder, who is getting ready, I think, to try to win their third straight state championship in Division II, you've played a schedule. Rebounding advantage is 8-7 for Versailles, 5-1 on the offensive boards, but they can't get any kind of a putback after they get the ball. Five turnovers for Versailles, the Achilles heel so far for Baden, 13 turnovers in the first half. Versailles, 5 of 12 from the free throw line. Baden made all three of their attempts. Individual scoring, Emma Grorman, sophomore, has 10. Shelby Newsbaum off the bench, freshman, has 8. Then they got two each from McCurley and Krause. They scored 9 and 13, 22 for the first half. Versailles, much more balanced. They got 7 out of Danielle Winter and 7 out of Camille Watrin. 5 from Cammy McEldowney. 4 from Lindsay Winter, 3 from Elizabeth Ording, and 2 from Ellen Peters. They scored 16 and 12. They still have a 4-point lead at the half, but it's not probably as safe as they were kind of hoping the way the game started.
No, for certain it's not. And when you consider the fact that Baden has turned it over so much, Rams are thinking, well, we're happy to only be down 6. Versailles Tigers are thinking, our defense has gotten you to make that many mistakes. We ought to be ahead by more than a half dozen by now.
Right, but the Versailles offense tonight is just almost non-existent,
right,
just for
right.
the fact that the Baden defense is so big and so stout on the inside.
Yep. Halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. 28-22 for Sales over Baden. It's a good one. Girls D3 regional semifinal on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is Jack with Chuck on scoresbroadcast.com back here in Springfield. Hamilton Baden Rams shooting around to our right. Versailles Tigers have already left the floor and are with head coach Jackie Stonebreaker. Versailles wants to get its half-court offense untracked here in the second half. Meanwhile, the Hamilton Baden Rams want to improve their ball handling in the second half of this game. Could go right down to the wire. It's an important first 4 minutes of the third quarter. Versailles wants to widen this gap out, and the Baden Rams want to shift the burden of pressure to the shoulders of the Tigers and make a statement and tell Versailles, we are in this to the finish. McCall Equipment underwrites our student-athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com, and we will hear from McCall at our first opportunity. LaCalle Equipment and Jackson Center promotes student academic success here on Scores Broadcast and has done so since our start 11 years ago. Thank you very much, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, which moved to Shelby County in the early 1980s from L.A., California, thus the name LaCalle. And we highlight seniors thanks to LaCalle Equipment. LaCalle spotlighting the seniors for the Versailles Tigers, Camille Watron, Brenna Blakely, Emily Langenkamp, Cammy Ording, Bailey Huffman, Claire Schmidtmeyer. Seniors for the Versailles Tigers, they'll be missed. Outstanding student athletes for the Orange and Black. Hamilton Baden Rams have got the ball to start the third quarter of play. 28-22 in favor of Versailles, which appears to be in a zone defense, Chuck.
Yeah, they've come out. They're going to play a 3-2 now, try to take away a little bit of the offensive rebounding.
Here's Emily Broerman in the lane. Spin move by her. Throws left corner to Keene. Long jump shot, no good. Rebound up and in. Wow, what a play. Keene missed it, followed, and banked it down. Olivia Keene, nice two-pointer. 28-24, Versailles' lead is four. Forecourt to our left, it's Watron outside the arc to Peters. Good feed down low in the right. Spin move in the paint. Shot blocked, but a foul. Good activity by Elizabeth Ording. She posted up. Baden defender Broerman got a piece of her from the backside. And Ording's got a pair. Three fouls now on Broerman for Baden. Here's the free one at the stripe. Too hard by the Tigers. It is no good by Elizabeth Ording. Versailles continues.
Misses.
Slumping at the line in this game. The Orange and Black. Second shot is drained. It's on the money. 29-24 in favor of Versailles, which applies three-quarter court pressure. Six players in backcourt. Rams having difficulty. Dribbling Harper up the near side. Watron all over her. Harper gets a screen at midcourt, still in the bounce. On a weave, the Nussbaum. Versailles ahead by five. We played 1 minute here in the third quarter. 25 feet away, Keene. Now to Nussbaum, who steers to the foul line. In the lane, lost the ball on her hip. Juggled it. It goes out of bounds to Versailles.
She had a nice move into the lane. She just lost her balance.
6:48 to go here in the third quarter. 29-24 Versailles. It is Harper guarding Watron. Watron midcourt, top of the circle, foul line, bounce pass inside to Winter, back out to Watron. Watron at the elbow, off balance of the lane, got away with a walk, no call, loose ball on the deck. The tie-up will result, and the arrow will enable the Versailles Tigers to keep it down to her left. Peters will inbound it. Again, an example, Chuck, of Versailles trying to create space below the foul line. There's no room to operate.
You are not going to move those girls out of there.
Ball thrown by Versailles from the top of the key. McEldowney into the lane to Danielle Winter. Hook shot for her. Eight-footer. Hit the heel. Kicked away. Rebound by Baden. Here come the Rams. Chance to cut it to two or three. 30 feet out, Keene. Left-hand dribble, then right. Good drive by her. Baseline right. Coming over to check. Late is a Tiger. Ording. Foul called. Blocking in the act of shooting. That is marginal. I thought there was a foul, clearly, but I thought it was a good step before the ball was released. Keene has got two shots here for the Rams. Baden has won the free throw line battle so far in this game. And there's another make by a green jersey. 29-25. Versailles up four. Lindsay Winter in the game right now for the Tigers. Elizabeth Ording out. Second shot also good. Rams continue to be razor sharp at the 15-foot mark. The lead is three for Versailles. There's McEldowney out of control in the lane. She's bothered a little bit. Threw it up there, no good. Weak side rebound by Danielle Winter. It's too hard, and Baden snatches it. Here comes Nussbaum to midcourt. Baden's lead is, or I should say Versailles' lead, is only three. Here's Keene, head of the key, dribble drive, foul line. Down the middle of the floor, to the rim, blocked away by Winter of Versailles. Outlet to McEldowney. Look at her go. She took it the length of the court, and she's got it. What a play. McEldowney, 60 feet,
That's how you get through a big defensive team. You beat them down the floor.
Boy, she would not be denied. Made that shot in traffic. Baden caught up with her. As there was a green shirt on each shoulder of Cammie McElnatty, who made the hard driving layup anyway. It bounced around on the rim two or three times. Tigers up five. Here's Nussbaum out of control down the left side of the lane. Makes it! What a shot by Nussbaum of Baden. She was driving a good 8-10 feet away. Threw it up with the left hand on the giddy up. And Baden gets a quick timeout. We've got a ball game. 5 minutes left, third quarter. Versailles up three on scoresbroadcast.com.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
Versailles Tigers will inbounds down to her left. Hamilton Baden Rams put on token three-quarter court pressure. Now Baden relents. And at midcourt on the dribble, Camille Watrin for Versailles. McElnatty, the other guard, roams below the basket, pops out in the right corner. She catches a pass, doesn't shoot. Head of the key, Blakely. Left side of the floor, Lindsay Winter. Now Blakely on a weave. Bad pass, nearly stolen by Baden. Jarred loose. It goes out of bounds. Off a ram, finally. Olivia Keene touched it. 4:41 to go in the third quarter. Versailles leads by five.
She tried to sell it, but she is the one that touched it.
I said by five. I should have said Versailles leads by three. 31-28. Watrin headed the key for Versailles. Creates space in the lane. Her pass to the right, intended for Blakely, deflected and picked off by Baden. Storming down the floor, Harper. Harper throws ahead to Keene. It's at her feet. It goes out of bounds in the corner.
That's why you got to be solid. That is not a good pass. You don't take the ball and try to throw the ball off the dribble. You catch it and throw a good two-hand pass. That's why you turn the ball over, especially when you've turned it 15 times in a game.
A miscue each way. One by each team there in the last 10 seconds. Versailles back on the attack, up three. We near the four-minute mark, third quarter. Daniel Winter, high post. Gives it up, then gets it back. Low in the right. Winter spins. Banks it home. Daniel Winter in the post. Low block right side. Baden behind by five. Rams Nussbaum in backcourt. Check by Blakely. Nussbaum beats her up the floor. Pulls up at the elbow. Doesn't shoot. Out back to Harper. Right wing Keene. Keene inside the three-point line. Long deuce. No good. Hard. Weak side rebound. Winter for Versailles. Tigers ahead by five, 3:40 to go, third quarter. Dribbling Blakely through the top of the circle, picked up by Nussbaum, right side Watrin. They go right back down inside. Here's a fadeaway, baseline right. No good by Lindsay Winter. Weak side rebound Versailles. Put up by Watrin, bouncing off, no good. Rebound stabbed, out of bounds by Baden.
That is nine offensive rebounds to two for Baden here in the game.
Versailles has gotten extra shots as a result of that offensive rebounding edge. Ball lobbed into the lane. Caught there by Lindsay Winter. Doesn't shoot. Hands off to teammate Blakely. Driving. Too hard on the shot. A lot of congestion in there. Rebound by Baden. Ill-advised attempt by Versailles, which has driven the lane more often than not to attract fouls. But Baden's played pretty solid defense and has avoided fouling. And the referees are not bailing the Tigers out. Here's Nussbaum catching a pass at the foul line. Tries to beat Blakely down the right side of the lane. The defensive foul while Nussbaum is throwing one up there.
Well, you're looking at two pretty good sophomores, one really good sophomore, and a really good freshman. I think Baden's about a year ahead of where they probably think they should be.
Free throw by Nussbaum, a little bit short, no good. I think you're right, Chuck. In fact, head coach Tom Sunderman intimated that to me during our pregame conversation. Second free throw by Nussbaum is pumped up and in, 33-29. Versailles in the lead by four, 2:50 to go, third quarter. Blakely in backcourt, gets a screen at the timeline, nearly a moving screen on Versailles. Blakely enters the lane. Good baseline pass, 7-foot jump shot, Daniel Winter, yes! Danielle Winter, the beneficiary of nice passes so far in this game. And Danielle, the 6'2 junior, is performing well. The lead is 6-4 Versailles. Here's Nussbaum on the loose, driving hard to the rim for Baden. Left it short, no good. Rebound, Baden below the basket. No, it's Versailles, which garners the ball. But a Tiger is on the line. Baden will inbound. Now the referees confer. Let's see if a decision change is made as to whose possession it is. Tiger basketball.
I don't know how the outside guy overruled the guy that was standing 2 feet from the ball, but Versailles will take the call.
And head coach Tom Sunderman can't believe what he has just seen. It is Versailles' ball at the end of the floor. Here come the Tigers. Rams bench and crowd didn't like it. Here is Blakely up the floor to McElnatty. Chest pass cross court to Danielle Winter. Danielle low on the left to Lindsay. Lindsay's half hook shot, 7-footer, spun around and went down through the cylinder. The Winters are getting the job done on the interior right now for Versailles. The lead is swollen to 8, 37-29. Here's a cross court pass by Hamilton Baden, a dangerous one, nearly picked off by McElnatty, who pokes it out of bounds. Baden's Grace Larkin throwing in far side of the floor. Rams need a goal right here. Larkin nearly stepped in with it. Gives it up to Harper near midcourt. Minute 48 to go, third quarter. 37-29 Versailles. McCurley's at the high post. The 6-1 soft. Here's Nussbaum 25 feet away. Back out to Harper, head of the key. Fakes right, goes left. Gets into the teeth of the defense. Throws baseline left to Kraus. Her 10-footer is lobbed up there, way long. We've got a wild, rough scramble for the loose ball, and Baden keeps it on the tie-up.
I'll tell you, against this 3-2 zone, they need to take Nussbaum and put her down in the corner. That's where the shots are. If that's your best three-point shooter, you don't want to waste her up against the three on the wing.
Yeah, that's a good point. The zone defense by Versailles has slowed the Rams' offense down here in the last 2 or 3 minutes, enabling Versailles to edge out in front by 8, 37-29, a minute 24 to go, third quarter. Inbounding, Grace Larkin, the 5'9 sophomore for Baden, throws the Nussbaum head of the key. Versailles sits in the zone. Left side pass Larkin, cross court, three-point try, long one. Allie Stang, the best three-point shooter for the Rams, no good, hit the rim twice and ricocheted away. Here comes Versailles down the floor. Blakely with a minute left. Feeds Watron center circle. Foul line, Lindsay Winter. Down low, Danielle goes strong to the iron. Too hard, foul. Baden low on the left. Or is the foul called on Versailles on the rebound?
I think they called it on Lindsay Winter.
Lindsay Winter chucked a Baden Ram player shoulder to shoulder on the rebound attempt. Foul called, rightly so, on Versailles. Baden to midcourt, down 8, 50 seconds left, period number 3. Nussbaum straight on. This zone will test the outside shooting of Baden. That's why the very good three-point shooter, Allie Stang, is in right now. Here's a three try, right corner, but Stang way short. She's not on so far tonight.
She hadn't hit the rim yet.
Rebound down to Watron. Ahead it goes to Blakely. Into the post to Lindsay Winter. Back out on the play to Blakely. Straight away Watron, who looked at the clock. 25 seconds to go in the third. Watron driving down the right side of the lane. Look her go to the rim. All the way to the basket. Watron gets two. What a play by Camille Watron. And she was closely guarded. And Camille made it happen. The 5'5 senior, a brilliant drive. And the Tigers are up 10. Nussbaum into the paint for Baden. Lobs up an 8-footer. It is altered on the play by Versailles. Touch last by the Tigers. And it goes out of bounds below the basket. 2 seconds left here in the third quarter. Big possession for Baden. Larkin inbounds. She might go right inside to Broerman, who catches, tips it back to Larkin in the right corner, and no shot is taken. Third quarter closes out. Versailles with a spurt late in the third to go up 10, 39-29 on scores.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambi Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
The difference in this game right now, Chuck, for the Versailles Tigers, the inside play of 6'2 junior Danielle Winter.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, she had a terrific, she's got 11 points. She's had a terrific three quarters.
We are 8 seconds into the fourth quarter. Versailles with possession, up 10, 39-29. Here is Peters, 25 feet out. One team foul on Baden in the second half. Ball rotated to McElDowney, to Watrin. Baseline left, it's dumped off to Peters. And Peters is bumped a little bit, no foul call. Knocked out by Baden. Tigers inbound left of the rim. Thrown right in front to Danielle Winter, looking to go to work. 6 foot fadeaway, hit the flange, no good. Rebound Baden. Rams survived that possession, still down 10. Baden needs to make a couple of shots to get within striking distance. 25 feet away, ball handled by Harper. For Baden. Macy's got it, still pounding it on the floor. Deals 30 feet out to Keene. Keene pulls up at the foul line, nearly shoots. Gives it up behind her to Nussbaum. Left wing pass, Harper. Harper still dribbles. Back to Keene, 30 feet away. They look for Nussbaum in the corner, can't find her. Versailles leads but 10, over a minute gone. Fourth quarter. Baseline right, dribble drive, Harper in a crowd, and threw it off the leg of a Tiger player. Baseline, right of the basket, inbounding. Olivia Keene for Baden. Olivia looks, lobs in Broerman, foul line, and climbing the back of her is Peters for Versailles, who picks up the foul. Or I should say Claire Schmidtmeyer, 5'8 senior, in off the bench. Common foul, fourth on Versailles in the half. Harper inbounding for Baden. Lobs, foul line, Broerman. Two dribbles down the right side of the lane. Arches up a seven-footer. Bounced off the back rim. Bodies fly. McCurley's on the deck for Baden. Tiger player is down. McCurley over the shoulder foul. Second of the team. And Versailles brings it down the floor. Up 10. 39-29. Baden hasn't scored now in real close to 4 minutes, overlapping two quarters, the third and the fourth. Dribbling up the floor is McElDowney for Versailles. Outside the arc, it is Danielle Winter at 6'2", 40 feet away. Hands it to Watrin, who's got it. Coming out to catch is Peters. Peters top of the circle, looks left side for Schmidtmeyer. Now the ball weaved on top to McElDowney. The Winter comes out to get it. Tigers shortening the length of this game right now, milking the clock. We approach the six-minute mark, 2 minutes into the fourth.
McCurley and Broerman are not going to come out on the people they're guarding, so you can just stand there and hold it.
Exactly. And eventually, Baden will have no choice but to foul. We're under 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Watrin's got the ball 30 feet away for Versailles. They throw it around on the arc to Peters. Right corner, McElDowney hoists up a three. That could be a backbreaker for Baden. It is no good. Hit the iron. And caromed away to Nussbaum, who hustles down the floor in a jiffy, and a Tiger player rides her and fouls her. Anytime Cammie McElDowney gets an open look, she has got the green light to throw it up there. That one didn't go in. Had it, Versailles would have been up by 13. Baden now down 10's got the ball in the arc. Here's a shake and make move by Olivia Keene, and she's whistled for steps.
Oh, Tammy has not made a three in the game, which I don't know if I've ever seen her play a game and not make a three.
Yep, she is shooting 49% from behind the arc on the year is Cammie McElnatter. And she has made 50 of them on the season. Here is Baden pressing, give and go, McElnatter down the lane, all the way to the rack with the left hand, scooped and made it, and a foul. McElnatter blistered her way down the floor. Baden couldn't keep up with her. They lost her. And the lead now for Versailles is a dozen, 41-29.
Kind of like trying to guard a water bug.
Exactly. Free throw by Cammie.
Wow.
Hit the back brace, long rebound left corner, saved by Danielle Winter, but she's out of bounds. Well, Versailles free throw shooting continues to be shoddy in this game. But thanks to the zone defense by Versailles and Baden's ball handling, Rams, let's face it, have been their own worst enemy at times. That combined with Versailles' good zone, Baden's been shut out now for 5 minutes. Here's the ball thrown low on the right. Rams hook shot, pumped up there on the play, short, as Lauren Krause couldn't get it to go. She got a nice feed on the play from Grace Larkin. Versailles got the rebound, lost it. Ball rolled away from a Tiger player. Rams will keep it. Last Rams points came with a little over two to go in the third. 41-29 in favor of Versailles. Baden yet to score here in the fourth. Deflected pass in the left corner. Baden threw it away again. Picked off by Peters of Versailles. Up the floor to Watrin. Double team. Popped in the air by Baden. Watrin can't hang on. She lost it. Got it back. And there's a 10-second violation. Well, let's see. The referees are going to huddle up. I think that's a good call because clearly, Baden never got possession of the ball in the backcourt.
I think their conversation is, did Versailles call a timeout before the 10 seconds was up?
Oh, yes, that is the ruling. And Baden's not going to like that. Wow. That's where that timeout from the bench can work to your advantage, especially if you can get the official's attention who's a mile away from the play. And that's what happened right there. Midway through the fourth, Versailles up 12 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, owned by Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S. Adam reaches out to assist small businesses with high-tech computer solutions such as remote management, custom builds, upgrades, tutoring, data recovery, data transfer, and more. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, owned by Adam Rice. High-quality computer service. He's prompt, on time. Phone 937-538-6948, 538-6948. Plus, Adam Rice now makes available an array of customized specialty advertising items, promotional wear, T-shirts, which can be customized, plus pens and mugs. Adam Rice, 538-6948. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. And thanks to these Rushi sponsors, shout outs to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. The Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi in Shelby County on the web with us since last March during the high school basketball tournament 1 year ago. Well, Versailles has inbounded the ball twice after getting the timeout called before the 10-second violation. Baden is fouled twice. Five team fouls on Baden, five on Versailles. We're down to 4:10 to go in the fourth quarter. 41-29 Tigers. Here is McElnatter dribbling side court right in front of us. Tries to get around Grace Larkin, who gives her the knee. Foul again on Maiden. Three quick ones on the Rams in the last 20 seconds or so. And Maiden's now fouled six times in the half. And the next one will send Versailles to the free throw line. Here's Danielle Winter. Gives it up out high to Peters. 30 feet away, Watron. Now Winter at midcourt. She disperses the ball back to Watron. Some 35 feet from the basket. Let's see if Maiden fouls McElnowney. And Cammy dribbles down the left side of the floor, wants to be fouled because she is Versailles' best foul shooter. And she takes a jolt in the left corner. 1-1 for Cammy McElnowney, the Tigers. Maiden Rams, Chuck, have been stymied by Versailles' zone. 11 points for the Rams, or I should say 7 points for the Rams in the entire second half.
They've got two baskets in the second half.
Two field goals for the green-shirted Baden Rams in the third and fourth quarters. We played over 12 minutes. Versailles' defense has been very stingy. That's an understatement. 1-1, McElnowney, light of rim, backboard, down in. 42-29 in favor of Versailles. Second shot coming for Cammy. This Versailles team, as we noted in the pregame, gets after it defensively. A lot of depth, thus a lot of energy. No one gets fatigued. Second free throw, good by McElnowney. 14-point game. 3:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Nussbaum at the elbow on the left. Feeds a teammate in the left corner. Here's a long, deep three pumped up there by Krause. It's no good. Wide of the mark. Rebounded by the Tigers. Watron down the floor to Winter out high. 3.5 left. Versailles on top by 14. Here's McElnowney, left flank, starts to drive, feeds into the lane to Winter. Errant pass. Picked off on the play by Baden. Dribbling hard down the floor, Harper. Harper barges in from the right wing, blocked but a foul against Versailles. Two free throws for Baden's Macy Harper, a 5'4" sophomore. Chuck, you alluded to it earlier, the Baden Rams have a youthful team. The young players have performed a lot of minutes this year. It's a club that will be experienced and still laden with underclassmen next year. I'd expect Baden to be right back here in the regionals next season. Free throw by Harper, too hard. Second shot, good. First point for Baden in the fourth quarter. 3:14 to go in the game. Here's McElnowney eluding players, dribbling hard down the floor. Late feed, low on the right to Danielle Winter. Jump shot, banker, five-footer, yes! Danielle Winter has been the beneficiary of many fine passes from teammates here in this game. And the lead for Versailles is 15, 45-30. Nussbaum on the arc, feeds it to Harper, long three, too hard, no good. Rebound Rams, easy one, missed. Stick back, no. Tigers have got it, and a foul against Baden. Broerman firing away on the inside, couldn't get it to drop. And the Rams are a little on the tired side at the moment. The body language is not really what you'd want to see from Baden at this point, but they're down 15 as McElnowney misses the front end of the 1-1. Long rebound right corner, tracked down by Versailles. Good hustle play by the Tigers, who retain possession. Foul again on Baden. Elizabeth Ording toes the strike for Versailles. It has been an 8-point second half for Baden. Left-hand free throw, Elizabeth Ording. Swish, she's got it. 16-point lead for the Versailles Tigers. This was a 22-20 game very late in the second quarter. And since that point in time, a 23-10 run in favor of Versailles. Second free throw by Ording. Front rim, back rim. It jiggles around and goes in. 47-30 Versailles. Who would have thought at halftime we'd be looking at a 17-point game at this juncture? Long three-point try by Nussbaum. Air ball out of bounds by Baden. But the Rams want to press all over the floor now. And I'm not sure if they can maintain step for step with the very quick Versailles Tigers. 10 players, rear side of the timeline here. Down to 2:36 to go in the fourth quarter. Ball inbounded by Versailles' winner. And it's collected by Watrin, 85 feet from the basket. She's nudged by a Baden player. Team foul 9 or 10 on Baden. Don't think it's the double bonus yet. Yes, it is. That was number 10 on the Baden Rams. Two free throws, Camille Watrin for the Versailles Tigers. And her shot is up and no good. A little long. That's one facet of the game here tonight that you can bet head coach Jackie Stonebreaker is not pleased with. From the charity stripe, the Versailles Tigers have not been good. Second shot by Watrin, and she bags that one. 48-30 in favor of Versailles. Here comes Harper, midcourt for Baden, top of the key. On a weave to Keen. Keen goes below the foul line. Little 10-foot J, short off the rim, no good, but she was tagged on the wrist. 2:24 to go in the fourth, 48-30 in favor of Versailles. Olivia Keen at the free throw line. Now, she is a senior, one of three who plays quite a bit. Lauren Krause, a senior, Olivia Keen, a senior, Stang off the bench, a senior, everyone else back. In fact, Chuck, as I look down the roster, only one junior, and that's Anna Cantwell. She is a junior, and everybody else other than those few seniors, freshmen and sophomores, this will be a rock-solid club next 2 years to come for the Baden Rams. One free throw made. Second shot is in by Keen as well. She hits each. Here's Versailles dribbling up the right side of the floor. Timeout called by the Tigers, who with 2:17 left in the fourth quarter, lead by 17, 48-31 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Versailles Tigers will advance on to a regional final 1:30 p.m. Saturday afternoon against the winner of the second game tonight that we will not webcast here on scoresbroadcast.com. Cincinnati Summit Country Day, number one team in the state in Girls Division III, plays Baltimore Liberty Union. The winner will play Versailles Saturday, 1:30. We're on the web online on scoresbroadcast.com at 1:15 Saturday afternoon. Here's Peters gliding up the floor to Danielle Winter, who throws it away, picked off by Baden. Baden's got it behind the timeline. Emily Mayer, 5'7 sophomores, checked in. Now to Keen, to Nussbaum, who strolls down the left side of the lane all the way to the rim, threw it high off the glass, much too high. Rebound down to Winter of Versailles. Two field goals for Baden here in the second half. That's the story. Ball thrown to Watrin, McElDowney, Winter, timeline for Versailles. She's tackled, ball loose on the deck. It's a jump, and the arrow says Baden will get it. 1:46 left in the fourth quarter. Very well officiated game, Chuck. Might have been a call or two early. I mildly question. I like the way most of the time tonight the offensive player has not been bailed out by going into the lane in traffic and just heaving the ball up from the knees.
And that helped Baden.
Yes, it did. Yeah, because Baden's defense throttled a few drives by Versailles in that manner. Here's a missed shot, but Baden rebound down to McElDowney for the Versailles Tigers. But Versailles' defense eventually got the best of Baden in this game. Here's a bad pass. Interception. Thrown away by Versailles. Storming down the floor. Baden driving layup is no good by Krause. Rebound up and in by Keen on the stick back. Third field goal for the Rams here in the final two quarters. Clock stops. A minute 15 to go. 48-34 Versailles on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
The Baton Rams had blown out Finneytown and St. Bernard in sectional games, upset Madeira 49-24 and West Liberty Salem 48-39 in additional tourney action, and rolled into this regional semifinal tonight, sporting a mark of 19-7, but are being derailed here at the end by the Versailles Tigers. We had a ball game through about 2.5 quarters, but the zone defense by Versailles has enabled the Tigers to really stifle the Baden offense here in the second half. Again, Chuck, the Baden Rams have scored in the second half of this game. How many points?
Just 12.
Yep, 12. How many field goals? Less than five, right?
We've got three, yep.
Three buckets from the floor for Baden in the last two quarters. 50 seconds remaining in the fourth. Baden's behind, 48-34. Nussbaum head of the key. Ball slapped away by Blakely. Gobbled back up by Keene. Baden on the move. Foul line, Keene. Gives it up to Harper. Fakes the three. A driving shot. And she hits it. Nice 10-footer by Harper. She was floating toward the basket while motoring to the rim. Threw it up. Got it to go. Fast break. Down the floor. McElnatty into the lane for the Tigers. Hand off to a teammate. Layup good. Elizabeth Ording. Fast break goal by Versailles. Baden gets another timeout. 16.3 to go in the game. 50-36 in favor of Versailles. It's been pretty much all academic for virtually all of this fourth quarter as the Tigers moved it out to 10, 39-29 at the end of three and have widened the gap since. Again, we're on the web online tomorrow. Doubleheader, Vandalia Butler. Two Division IV girls regional semifinals. Webcast time at 6. Jackson Center, Tri-Village, followed by Minster and Rushi at 7:45. Tip-offs at 6:15 and 8. We're on the web at 6 and at 7:45 with both games tomorrow from Vandalia Butler. And then don't forget, on Friday, we've got boys district final games, boys Division IV action from the UD Arena on the web online at 5:15. Fort Loramie against Lockland, not Cincinnati College Prep, which used a player against Lockland in the last tournament win who was not eligible. Not eligible.
I don't know how you do that.
I don't know either. As a result, a forfeiture of that last game is declared by the OHSAA. Cincinnati College Prep forfeits to Lockland. Lockland advances, and Lockland is the opponent of Fort Loramie on Friday at 5:30. Here is Baden with the ball out on the arc. Long three pumped up there. No good. Buzzer sounds, and that's it. The Versailles Tigers have defeated the Hamilton Baden Rams 50-36 here at Springfield tonight. Versailles Tigers win it by 14. The lead was a possession greater than that on a couple of occasions. It wound up 14. Super defense by Versailles in this second half. The zone really seemed to slow down the Baden Rams as the Versailles Tigers a bit quicker win it by 14. Baden played extremely well, especially through the latter 11, 12 minutes of the first half when Baden took the fight to the Tigers, who were up just 22-20 with about 40 seconds to go in that second quarter. But remember, Camille Watrin sank a long three-pointer, a step across the midpoint line at the buzzer to end the first half. That lifted Versailles to a six-point halftime lead, 28-22. Tigers stretched it to 10 at the end of three and then stretched it to 14 at the very close of this game. Baden Ram players on the floor to our right momentarily. They will be given their regional semifinal honors.
I think they're singing the fight song.
They're singing the fight song to our right. That's what they're doing. There's no such thing as...
They're not getting anything tonight except a bus ride back to Hamilton.
Might get a regional championship runner-up award, maybe? Does that even happen?
I don't think so.
No, just at the district level.
You got a district championship, that's it.
I'm trying to create a reason for why the Baden Rams are at her on the floor.
They get to cut half the net down. And then
I think it is a ritual, and I like it.
Sure.
I like it. It's a standard ritual they go through. They have collected themselves here at side court, and right in front of us, they sing their standard Baden chant, I should say. And it's a team that will be heard from next year. This Baden Ram team features a lot of youngsters, experienced ladies, as the roster is speckled with freshmen and sophomores who will be back. Versailles Tigers will be back against Summit Country Day or Baltimore Liberty Union in a regional championship game at 1:30 Saturday afternoon. That is for a berth in the state Final Four. Tigers went up by 14 here tonight. 50-36. How did Versailles get it done, Chuck?
Well, they did it with balance like they always do. They got 13 points out of Danielle Winter, who is our Clancy's player of the game. They got 11 out of Cammie McElDowney, 10 from Camille Watrin, 8 from Elizabeth Ording, 6 from Lindsay Winter, and then they did get a basket out of Ellen Peters. They were consistent. They scored 16, 12, 11, and 11 offensively. Did a good job defensively. 11 and 22 from the free throw line. They need to pick that up a little bit. But all in all, they weathered Baden's attempt at the upset and had a nice second half.
And Versailles guards combined McElDowney and Watrin for 21 and did a lot of fine assist making. The beneficiary of those, Danielle Winter, frequently down inside for Versailles. And you remarked earlier, that's the best you've seen her play this season.
It is. I mean, I thought as a sophomore, she had some really good games.
Yep.
The only game I saw against Minster, she really kind of struggled. I thought her freshman sister had a better game, but tonight she was terrific.
Danielle Winter with 13 points, and she had, what, the bulk of them in the final two quarters.
Oh, she scored 7 in the first half, 6 in the second half.
Oh, I'm wrong then.
Very, very balanced.
Versailles Tigers with a lot of depth, as usual, wore down the Baden Rams, who will be back next year. This is a solid, young Baden team. And you can expect the Baden Rams to get to the district, win a district, and be right here in the Sweet 16 next season. A big tribute to head coach Tom Sunderman and his staff. Fine job this season getting a lot of mileage out of such youth. Coach Sunderman, in his ninth year with the Rams, did a marvelous job coaching this team here in 2016-17. Jackie Stonebreakers, Versailles Tigers play on, and we expect the opponent to be number one Summit Country Day at 1:30 on Saturday. Of course, Summit can't look past Baltimore Liberty Union, the opponent here in Game 2, which we will not be covering. Baden Rams close out the year with a mark of 19-8. Meanwhile, the Versailles Tigers victorious once more, advancing out now to 24-3 on the year. Versailles with a nice win streak now of about 9 in a row. Yep, 9 straight for the Tigers since a loss at the end of January to Minster.
I was trying. I knew who two of their losses were. I was just looking for the third one. They lost to Tip City.
Yep, Tip City, a winner over Versailles. That final deficit was 2. Fort Loramie beat Versailles by 4. Minster beat Versailles by 8. Those three games in the middle 3.5-week portion of the season. Versailles Tigers playing very well. Impressive defensively here tonight in limiting the Baden Rams to 36 points. So many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge in Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney and Troy Body Car Star, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Chuck, as you noted, our Clancy Star of the Game winner is Danielle Winter for the Versailles Tigers. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Tell you what, Chuck, Danielle Winter had better share that Clancy's with the two guards who gave her the basketball down inside where Danielle likes it. She made some difficult shots, don't get me wrong. Looked good with the left hand and the right, both ways down on the block. But give credit where it's due. Watson and McElDowney fed her neatly all evening.
Well, maybe she'll give them each a bite of the sandwich to feed them back.
Versailles Tigers win it by 15, or I should say by 14, 50-36. Again, thank you to Clancy's, to Vanbauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton Jackson Center and New Knoxville, the Bluffton University MBA program, Brookins in Fort Loramie, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Gaufney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings, gaufneyfurniture.com. The in-between, just south of Botkins, the food's not in-between, it's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, he gives you his best shot. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Take a long look with Primary Eye Care on the web at primaryeyecare.org. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service, 492-9495. And in Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, shout-outs to them. And these Anna sponsors, Adams Tech Solutions, on-time high-tech computer solutions, also offering specialty advertising items, too, at Adams Tech Solutions. Mugs, pens, T-shirts, and more. They can be customized. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. Plus, Frisch's in Sydney. What is your favorite thing at Frisch's? And I did note Primary Eye Care. Make your long look at Primary Eye Care a good look. Take advantage of Primary Eye Care. primaryeyecare.org. Chuck, that rounds it out here at Springfield tonight. This girls Division III regional semifinal in the books as Versailles wins it. Up next, Summit Country Day, Baltimore Liberty Union. We will not be webcasting that game. The winner, though, comes back to play Versailles on Saturday afternoon at 1:30. Webcast time is at 1:15 on Saturday. Tomorrow night, we're on the web online at 6. Girls Division 4 Regional from Vandalia Butler. Jackson Center Tri-Village in Game 1, followed by Rushi Minster in Game 2. And then don't forget, on Friday, we've got boys district action for you from the UD Arena. On the web online at 5:15, it's Fort Loramie against Lockland, not Cincinnati College Prep, which had to forfeit its last win over Lockland in the sectional because the winning team, Cincinnati College Prep, used a player who was not eligible. Thus, Fort Loramie's opponent is Lockland at 5:30 on Friday. And then in the second game, it's Jackson Center Tri-Village Boys at 7:30. We've got both of those for you. Saturday night, we've got the girls' D4 regional championship game from Vandalia Butler. Tip at 7:30 on the web online at 7:15 on Saturday night. That's our entire upcoming schedule through Saturday as we slowly but surely begin to eliminate teams. But our teams of interest, Chuck, including the Versailles Tigers, remain in the D3 tournament.
Well, we've got quite a few teams left to follow here.
Yep.
So, I mean,
sure,
this is a great time of year. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Brett Gish is our scorers, broadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck will be alongside Stats Color on-site engineering. Until tomorrow evening from Vandalia Butler at 6, Jack Kramer saying goodnight from here at Springfield, where Versailles has defeated Hamilton Baden 50-36.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.